We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Today's program has been pre-recorded. Now a special Talk Radio 1210 WPHT presentation. It's Readin', Writin', and Reason. Now here's your host, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome into our weekly podcast, Readin', Writin', and Reason. I stumbled upon this, and now it's starting to make a lot of news. We had on the Noon to 3 show this week with Dom Giordano and Dan and Jim, State Senator Scott Martin from Lancaster County, and he laid out what he's trying to do in a bill that is pretty simple, similar to what Ron DeSantis did in Florida. Stop schools from indoctrinating young children around issues involving sexuality, transgender, and the like. Listen to Scott Martin lay it out. Of course, the other side is saying this is even worse than the so-called Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. Here's what Scott Martin told me. State Senator, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you both for having me. It's great to be back.
We didn't know about the defensive tackling there. So what happened in the NFL? What was it like? You tried out with the Giants, huh?
Yeah, I was a free agent with the Giants. It was the year after they let Phil Sims go, and Dan Reeves was a coach. It was a great experience. I ended up moving on from there into the Arena Football League for a few years. But I'll never forget those memories. It was pretty cool.
Who was the best offensive lineman they had at that point? Do you remember?
Oh, boy, off the top of my head, I don't remember. I'll tell you one thing I always remembered, though, is we often tried to get into – I had another teammate who ended up going to Arizona when Buddy Ryan was there. We tried like heck to get Rich Kotite to take a look at our tapes. You know, we were both diehard Eagle fans, along with Lee Woodall, who was a Westchester linebacker. And, you know, they wouldn't take it and wouldn't look at it. I went to the Giants, Greg Faulkner went to the Cardinals, and Lee Woodall goes and becomes a first-team All-Pro and wins a Super Bowl ring as a rookie with the 49ers.
Well, we know about Rich Kotite here in town. You would not believe the antagonism down the hall at WIP for Richie Kotite. So, yeah. horror. So I'm glad to see what you guys are on top of. And this bill, of course, Pennsylvania State Capitol Bureau and the Bucks County Courier-Times says, don't say gay, duplicate. What can you tell us? What are you trying to do?
Well, listen, I've heard that not only from some media outlets, but also the governor and his allies as well. They immediately use that tagline when, in fact, if anyone took the time to read the bill, it does not impose any kind of restrictions whatsoever on that. You know, this is a two-bill setup, Dom. First, you know, with 1278, we're basically getting in line with the state standards for education, which you're not supposed to start talking about sex education until sixth grade. And what we say is pre-kindergarten through five should not be having discussions about gender identity, gender dysphoria, gender sex transitioning. And these are all real examples of things that have been being taught in different classrooms around Pennsylvania. Some of it's within litigation. But the bigger concern and what this really focuses on, Dom, is the fact that there are some administrators in schools who actively tell their teachers not to tell the parents when their student is struggling with something or if they're receiving services. And for me, if a parent's out there, somewhere along the line, there's folks out there that want to make parents out to be, they're all this big group of rowdy abusers. When, you know, the vast majority of parents love their children, they want to make sure they're getting what's best for them. So we certainly shouldn't be hiding their medical files. We shouldn't be hiding changes of services. And so 1278 will require parental notification unless there's reasonable concerns about abuse, which are documented, and really sets the tone as to what should be taught in schools. Its companion bill, 1277, which, again, the governor and his allies will say is banning books. No, actually, it doesn't. What it does is it takes some of these really explicit writings or images, and I'm including, Dom, there's images like kids performing oral sex on each other, like things that you could never have up in a storefront, things that you can't, kids can't be exposed to anywhere else. We now have parental transparency and the ability for parents to opt out of having their children exposed to that. No different than the parental controls on Comcast or on the phone or internet. So that's what these two bills are about.
Well, here locally, too, I'm glad you referenced the thing that I find the most appalling. We had on the head of a school board, former head of a school board, and there's a couple of schools here where there's a whole network. The kid assumes one identity at school, even putting their different name on a paper, and they lie to the parents or they don't tell them about this. I don't see how that's legal. That's incredible. That's aiding and abetting something incredibly serious.
Well, and there's definitely a viewpoint somewhere along the line, including the President of the United States, who said maybe about a month and a half ago that these aren't the parents' kids. And I'll tell you what, that in itself, if anything, the parents around this country, including in Pennsylvania, who had their eyes opened to a lot of what the kids are being exposed to when they were at home during the pandemic, some of their assignments, some of the classroom discussions per se, these children belong to parents, and there are certain things that fall under their purview. When you talk about things of a sensitive nature regarding to sexuality, things that we don't even call for, again, until sixth grade, minor sexual education, and they're having these serious conversations, showing a classroom videos on gender transition surgery, and the parents don't know, it's unacceptable. Parents have a right to know. And the irony, Dom, is that in almost every other aspect of their education, if they're receiving services, whether it's a 504 plan, whether it's a IEP or a special education plan, they're required by law to notify the parents, and the parents have to sign off on those services. It should be no different than in dealing with this.
We're talking with State Senator Scott Martin. And Scott, I'm looking at this account here. Raphael Febo, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania LGBTQ Affairs Commission, he says bills like this will cause LGBTQ teachers to have to conceal their identities and strip any resources available for LGBTQ youth out of schools. Even more alarming, These bills have emboldened far-right hate groups to mobilize and commit violence against gay people.
I find that to be completely absurd. There's specific protections in this and how to handle kids who organically themselves, because nothing prohibits kids who are seeking help or asking questions from asking their teacher and the teacher referring them to services. The big difference is they have to notify the parents of what's going on with their child. You know, that kind of rhetoric that they're talking about is very dangerous. You know, and here's another concern. You know, we have so many amazing educators out there across the board who are very, very transparent, and administrations who do share information with parents, but we have many that don't. But another concern of mine, Dom, is Pennsylvania historically over the last 10 to 15 years is one of the leading states for the number of teachers who have lost their teaching license because of inappropriate sexual contact with children. You know,
yeah.
We have to turn the tide on that. But the most important thing is this, is that schools are used to dealing with legitimate cases where there are abusive parents. And I don't think anyone would say that that does not exist. It sadly does. But to lump in all parents into that category, that they should not have the right to know when their child's receiving some sort of health counseling or services, especially when their own insurance plan may open up even more services to kids outside the school, is completely absurd. And so that "don't say gay" tagline, or "this is targeting LGBT kids," it is complete falsehood. And quite frankly, it always begs the question, what are they trying to hide, and what do they want to talk about with these kids?
So right now, it passed the Senate Education Committee. It moved a step closer to one of three votes that we need to pass the Senate before moving to the House. And are Republicans on board in the Senate with this, do you think? We know a number of Democrats might oppose, but how about Republicans?
Yeah, it was along party line support, both the bills, when it came out of the Education Committee. Actually, as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going down, and they're both going to be on the agenda for the Appropriations Committee, and we'll have final vote later this afternoon, and it'll go over to the House of Representatives. I do sense there seemed to be potential of a couple Democrats who might be supportive, but I fully expect a lot of these horrible talking points that the governor put out there to be pretty much on display when we do debate the bill.
Thank you, Scott, very much. Keep us in the loop, and we'll follow up on this as it continues.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
We'll have more with Scott Martin in the near future as this bill develops. But coming up, happy ending to the story. If you missed it on the Noon to 3 show, going to replay you what Daniel Lay told us. Young man comes here to get on his resume, teaching kids tennis. He loves tennis, and he's rejected by the place that brought him here from Texas because they found out, he told the kids who were asking him, that he was a Trump supporter. But someone rode to the rescue. You'll find out who that is next year on Reading, Writing, and Reason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today's program has been pre-recorded. Now a special Talk Radio 1210 WPHT presentation. It's Readin', Writin', and Reason. Now here's your host, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome in on the Noon to 3 show with Dom Giordano. We had a great guest this week. Young man who came here, got into some difficulty all the way from Texas. His grandparents are listeners because Daniel Lay was trying to teach kids tennis at one of the cricket club, Philadelphia Cricket Club facilities. And somehow or another, students found out he was a Trump supporter. He was kicked out. But Jim Worthington, the head of the NAC, the big physical fitness giant out there in Newtown in Bucks County, came on the show to make this right. Here's how it sounded. Here's what happened. And a tip of the hat to Dan Borowski for getting this kid here in Philadelphia probably to a better place. Here's how it happened. One of the things we pride ourselves on here in Talk Radio, the Dom Giordano Show, for years, are local issues. We give voice to somebody who's got a beef after we check it out. And got an email to the station to Greg Stocker. The kid who sent it, the guy who sent it, came to Philadelphia. We'll let him tell his story. All ready to go as an intern, I believe, teaching tennis. From quite a distance, somehow or another, he reveals that he's a Trump supporter and he is kicked out in that situation. Now, the golf club, there are several of them involved here. Philadelphia Cricket is the brand name. And I played a great course over there in Flavortown, the one I played, Dan. And I think it's Militia Hill. I played that one, too.
Beautiful grounds, yeah.
You contacted somebody there. I talked to the guy yesterday who was a membership head, and he said, "What are you bothering me for? I have nothing to do with this. And by the way, we don't talk about personnel things." So yeah. I said, "Can you give me the email?" He goes, "Go to the website." I was like, "Okay." So I did an email the general manager, and we haven't heard back from Philadelphia Cricket Club, where this was going to take place at one of their campuses, we think over in Chestnut Hill, right? So it's got a happy ending that you'll hear in a moment. But if you're in a situation, you got to realize the employer or the person giving you this opportunity might bounce you, particularly if you're a Trump supporter. That's a fact of life. And what I would ask you is, do you reveal that where you are? What's the wisdom of this? Can they legally do it? Yeah. Is it right? No. And they ought to come on and tell us why they did it. But so far, we've struck out, even though we've offered every opportunity. And if they wanted to come on tomorrow, the next day or whatever, I'd love to hear what the cricket club management would tell us is the reason for this. All right, Daniel Lay is the student involved here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Daniel, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can, Daniel. Thank you. So what is it?
I appreciate y'all for having me on the show.
Well, thank you, Daniel. Now, are you from Texas originally?
Originally, I was actually born in Redding. I moved to Texas when I was like two and a half or three. So I was born here. So, yeah.
Okay. You came all the way from Texas to do what?
Came all the way to Texas to be a coaching kids at a summer camp here in Philly, like an internship basically for the whole summer.
Ah, for the whole summer. So
yes,
you get here, and this is where were you going to be doing this?
At Philadelphia Cricket Club in Chestnut Hill,
okay.
Willow Grove Avenue. There's a few of them. So
yeah, that one. Okay, I know that one too. Okay, so you're going to be teaching tennis. You're entering college in the fall.
Yes, sir. I'll be a second semester freshman. I was already in college for one semester.
Okay.
So I'll be a second semester freshman.
And your grandparents are listeners?
Yes, sir. They're big fans. They're listening right now. So big fans.
Well, I like it that they said you have to contact Mr. Dom in the future. Tell them to contact Brother Dom. But that's okay.
Brother Dom.
I got you.
I'm glad it happened. So you get here, and at least talking to Dan and seeing the email, somehow or another, you reveal that you are a Trump supporter?
Yes, sir.
How did that happen? What is it with the students you were working with? How did it come up?
So it came up actually this past Friday. I mean, the first week was great. The second week was going great till Friday. So the kids, I was on court, and the kids asked me about Biden or Trump, and they asked me who I supported. And I said Trump. And they were asking me why I support Trump, and I was just stating facts. Like, I just stated why I support Trump and blah, 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 blah. And, like, it's like they kind of, like, looked at a ghost. Like, they didn't really – they didn't believe it, that they were getting taught by, like, a Trump supporter.
Oh,
kinda
man.
Crazy.
How old were the kids?
The kids range from, like, 10 to, like, 15. There was two camps. So 9 to 12 was, like, 10 to 15-year-olds. And then the 1 to 3 was, like, little kids, like, 5. They were, like, 4 or 5.
Okay. So what happens then? Somebody tells their parents? Is that what you think happened?
Yeah, so that's what the boss told me whenever he called me on Friday night, yeah.
And he tells you what? That the parents are upset by that?
Yeah, it said the parents were complaining and they were going to let me go because of that, what I said about why I supported Trump and why, like I said I support Trump and they asked me why I did and I told them and they didn't like that, so.
How do you feel about your decision now, Daniel, to say you supported Trump? That's one thing, and then give the reason. So you're rethinking that, or how do you feel about it?
Not at all, because I mean, it's for the best. I mean, if they don't like what I believe in, like, I don't think I should work there anymore. Like, I think it worked out pretty good, so.
All right, Dan, you had a comment.
Yeah, I'm sitting there listening right now and I'm hearing Daniel, there's a part of them would be questioning, you know, is Daniel one of those kids that's all over social media trolling, you know, super, super political,
right.
QAnon kind of conspiracies? And I did some research into you, Daniel, and it you don't seem like a very political individual at all. It just seems like you were kind of forced to answer this question and you gave your truthful answer, right?
I'm actually, like, I'm not very political. Like, a bunch of kids my age are. They post stuff on social media. I don't post any political stuff on social media because I know how it rubs on people. But whenever someone's going to ask me, like, what I believe in, I'm going to tell them, like, straight up. like just like that. But that's honestly one of the reasons why I don't be political, because I know stuff like this can happen.
There you go. So, Daniel, what exactly did they tell you the reason was? Do you remember it exactly of why they have to let you go?
This was exactly the reason, because of my beliefs and political views, and the parents just complained. I mean, it has to do with the parents. I mean, I don't think they were going to say anything if the parents didn't complain, because, I mean, it's the customers. I mean, you gotta listen to the customers, so.
Yeah, but I would think a warning to say, hey, don't do this again. You know, whatever the kids want to know, you're here to teach them tennis and life lessons, not anything political, even if they ask, just say, you know, because of the parents and all that. But did they say why they couldn't take just giving you a warning?
No, they actually didn't say nothing about a warning. But honestly, it's kind of my fault, because, I mean, I shouldn't be, honestly. I mean, they asked and I ignored the first time, but I said the second time. So, I mean, it's kind of on me. I should just keep my mouth shut. But it is what it is, and I'm here now, so.
I don't think it's on him at all. I mean, keeping your mouth shut, it's silencing your free speech.
You well, know? Yeah. Yeah, in this atmosphere, though, Dan, suppose I said, yeah, you say, hey, I'm a Trump supporter and move on. You start giving reasons. I understand why you would. You know, in this area, in this situation, I just think the club, though, could have given you a warning. But
yeah, I do agree with that. I mean, I talked last night with Mr. Dan about that. I think they should have gave me a warning, but I was shocked whenever I got the phone call. I couldn't believe it. I was actually in Atlantic City whenever I got the phone call, headed to the beach, and I was just shocked whenever I heard that. I was like, really?
Well, that's the bad part of this, and this happens frequently. But let's bring in our secret guest, Daniel, Jim Worthington. Jim, I was trying to explain to Ro today how big the fitness empire is up there at the Knack. And I don't think, and Greg Stocker, I don't think even knew, because I broadcast from there. That's a lot of push-ups. That's a lot of yelling and fitness going on across 85 acres? How many acres up there?
No, it's the main campus is 30. We've got a lot of land around, not adjoining the facility, but it's a 38. It's actually the third largest privately owned health club in America. So I'm proud of my staff and the members that support us. That's how we got this big.
It is. And Dan, to his credit, without me even knowing, said, I'll reach out to Jim Worthington and see what Jim might do.
What's going through my mind, Jim? I got to be completely honest with you, and Daniel's on the phone too. Daniel tells me that he's terminated from his job because of his views for Trump, and I think to myself, we know a guy that's huge into fitness, the Knack. He served on Trump's fitness council. I mean, you're friends with President Trump. I don't think you're going to fire over a guy over his support for President Trump, so I thought maybe I'd reach out to you and see if you had any help that you could provide.
Well, it was a great late night text. I appreciate you reaching out to us. We were the perfect person until you told me Daniel is a tennis pro, and it's the one thing I don't have is indoor. No, he's welcome to come on to my staff to do any number of things. I'm sure he's into fitness and everything else, and he sounds like a really good young man, and it's unfortunate what Philadelphia Cricket did to him. I do believe, Dom, you're right. It was probably something where they should have said, look, you had this conversation. You don't want to go there in the future. We try to keep politics out of the business. But, just learn that lesson and we'll move on. The fact that they terminated him was incomprehensible. I mean, honestly, whether he's a Trump supporter or a Joe Biden supporter, if there's anybody out there who's getting fired because of their political beliefs, without a warning, come work for me. I don't care what party you support.
I know that as long as you can. Yeah. And Jim, the point is, if someone's hectoring, indoctrinating, and doing all that, and there's a warning, and then they continue, whoever it is, in this atmosphere, it's up to the employer. And if they don't want that and the parents don't want it, we get it. But a warning is called for here, a life lesson, particularly when you look at a kid coming here from Texas. You don't want to disrupt somebody's life like that and just bounce them.
Well, I blame the Cricket Club. They showed no courage. They didn't do the right thing by this young man. They could have easily, but you know what? It's always profits over principle with most companies, and they're one of them. At the end of the day, it's not right what they did, and they should, if they were going to do the right things, they should call them back in and rectify a mistake. That's the way I see it.
I would be fine with that. But, Jim, you jump in here. I know what conversations with Dan. You're going to try to find for Daniel some kind of spot here to make this right. And whenever we call upon you, that's why you're so successful, too.
Yeah,
you take the time to reach out on things big and small with this. That's why it's such a great organization. So, Daniel, I'm not sure the backstory here with Dan. I hope that you'll talk with Jim.
Yeah, so what's going to happen now, Dan?
Yeah.
So Daniel and Jim, I'm going to send Daniel Jim's phone number. And Daniel, please reach out to Jim. You guys can go forward from here determining how you want this to work out. But I just hope I hope things do work out for you, Daniel. I really
do. Coming all the way here from Texas. Sure. I'm just glad your grandparents are listeners and that we have guys like Jim Worthington. You see, Jim, you know this, and Daniel, you may not. You're a young guy. Talk radio. Talk radio is not just about Biden, Trump, and back and forth. It's about the relationship with the host, Dan, the producer, and people like Jim that we get to know, the greatness of this over the years. So when something like this happens, we can usually have somebody in the bullpen who comes through and does the right thing here. And that's what the beauty of talk radio is. That's how it works. So
I will tell you just on my thing, this is an easy one to help Dan and anybody that's in this position. Like I said, if it's I don't care what party you support. If somebody is persecuting you for your beliefs, and again, and it's a one-time thing. I mean, if you would continue that over and over after warnings, that's a different story. But the reality is, this is really unfortunate, and we're glad to help. And you know, get my phone number, call me as soon as we're done here, and we're ready to get you started.
And Jim, parting, what's on the agenda coming up at the NAC? Then, what's the big thing you're working on? What's next?
Well, we're expanding again as usual. So we've got another $5 to $7 million worth of expansion scheduled. You know, we just continue to grow. The demand for what we do is great. Our members are very, very supportive, and we want to be recognized as the number one club in the fitness industry globally. So we're getting close. But,
hey, I love that. Notice you didn't say in the state or even nationally, but internationally. That's what I love. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would tell you right now we're in the top five, but we are pressing for number one. I think we'll be there by the end of the year.
The Chinese are in for a hell of a fight. I can tell you that over there. They know that. All right, we'll put you guys on hold. Thank you, Jim. And Daniel, pleasure to meet you. And let's get a progress report.
Daniel, you got my phone number, man. I want to hear. Go ahead.
I appreciate this so much. It means a lot.
Thanks, Daniel. Thank you very much. Hey, that's it this week for our podcast, Reading, Writing, and Reason. With a happy ending, please, this is up on the station website. Every Friday around 3:30, 3:45, tell people about it, share it with them. You'll find it right there, 1210WPHT.com. We cover the national, local, all the things inside what's happening with kids, money spent on them, education, and stories like the one we just told you, Reading, Writing, and Reason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.